Hasbada Show! Don't time for this. Happy New Year, brother!
Happy New Year!
It's 2015 now. Fuck that up in a second.
Yeah, I'll write 2014 till probably like mid-March.
Yeah, thankfully there's not too many things I have to write dates on at my job, so I can kind of avoid that, but it is tough remembering 2015.
Yeah.
Which is weird, because it's a much easier year to remember. I mean, multiples of five, I feel like those are generally pretty easy to get behind. I don't know, maybe my logic's flawed. Could be wrong on that.
You don't even have a high school diploma. Don't just stop talking down to me.
I do have one. I just don't actually own the physical version of it.
Show it to me.
Very different situation, all right?
Want to see my college degree? I can grab it real quick.
No, who cares?
As I hear the cat knock it off the wall.
And then light it on fire. I'm like, oh, bad cat. Did you know any New Year's resolutions of any kind? Any plans?
To get a new job is my New Year's resolution. Last year it was
the job that's not podcasting.
Yeah, a job that's not podcasting.
Once every month or so.
Yeah. So that'll be the goal. And good. Then on New Year's Eve, I get stood up on a date.
Oh, really? That sucks.
Some chick I met online.
What a bitch.
Seriously, how twatty.
Was she on Match? Can I find her and stand her up then?
She was on OkCupid.
Okay.
But she like deleted her profile. I don't know.
She was kidnapped.
That's what I'm going to hope. Well, I mean, because I'm thinking like, what if it's someone that knows me? Because she got me to go to like, she's like, hey, how about downtown Harrisburg on New Year's Eve? And I was like, I really don't want to. She's like, please, next time we'll go wherever you want. And I went down and I was texting her and she's like, yeah, I'm in there. I don't see you. And I was like, meet me at this place. And I didn't hear back. And then like the next day I text her. She's like, oh, I was totally there. I just didn't see you. And I was like, oh, okay. Well, maybe another time. And I never heard.
And then just disappearance at that point.
But like somebody that would know me, like, God, what would he want to do the least? Oh, go downtown on New Year's Eve.
Were you there for like the ball dropping or did you get back home for that?
No, I left at like midnight.
Oh, wow. That sucks.
I know. I was so pissed off.
Would she at least made you wait inside, like in somewhere indoors? Or was it like, no, stand out front of the strawberry.
No. That'd have been too much. She was like, was it the Ale House?
Appalachia Brewing Company?
No, someplace on 2nd Street. I think it's called the Susquehanna Ale House.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I do know that. Oof. That's pretty deep into downtown, too.
Yeah.
It's not like
$6 for parking.
Oof. I'm sure that's the thing that irritates you the most of it. You're like, I paid $6 and I got stood up for a date.
It's a lot of oodsing, honestly. I paid $4 for a Yingling. Like, this whole thing, pretty fucking oodsing.
Pretty fucked up. What a bitch. You let me know, brother. I'll find her and OkCupid will. Well. I rape her. No. No.
I got you. Wink, wink. No, well, we're definitely gonna do
no,
this.
I'll
not
just
rape her.
No, I'll definitely send her out a dating request and totally stand her off.
She said, like, we look alike. She's like, what is this?
She's like, did you shave a beard and get shorter? That doesn't. It's not gonna work.
Are you sucking your nose in? How does this?
It'd be a pretty good strategy if I could, like, suck my nose in, or if you could suck your nose in and just pose as me.
What mutant does that? I guess Mystique does that whenever she's shapeshifting, but there's like some mutant that uses like a lot of their powers just to look normal.
Morph kind of like that?
Morph's kind of like that. I'm not sure if it's a shapeshifting one or not.
I vaguely know what you're talking about, but I have like read enough like manga and anime that fucking have characters that do similar things. It's all blending together at this point.
I can't think of
it. like 30 minutes later, like, oh, fuck, it was Rogue. I'm like, that, what?
It was Dirt Nap.
This is the first episode we've done since Christmas.
Yeah?
So, I don't know how you felt. I thought, like, we had one of the better Christmases in recent memory.
Yeah, it was really good.
It's good times. Larios household with the Smarioses.
Actually doing gifts instead of, like, But there's a gift card coming in the mail for you.
Yeah, like, oh, I'm going to buy that race for you next year or something like that. Like, oh, what you asked me to do. Okay. Yeah, it was nice having, like, surprise gifts.
Yeah.
Playing old Genesis games. It's good times.
Oh, yeah. Beating Toe Jam and Earl.
I am astonished we beat it.
Our first try together since you were probably, like, 9 and I was 14 or 15.
And a game we'd easily probably been trying to beat for about 20 years now.
Yeah.
And to do it. It was pretty cool. That was easily... Scotia, come on now. Talking about... We're doing a podcast, girl.
Doesn't she see the sign upstairs that lights up podcast recording?
What does that say? Go crazy. Well, okay, Dadis.
Shout N-word.
No, don't do that. Again.
Is it on that setting?
I'll totally edit that out. Yeah. I forget.
It's too much.
No, I was pretty happy to get Toe Jam and Earl and actually beat that. That was a pretty big accomplishment.
Yeah, that was sweet.
Even after you almost completely hoodwinked us and fucked us all over with your randomizer. Things were going so well. I don't know why you did it.
I pulled it back. That's like the...
It was almost as if you were like, this movie needs an act 2.
I was just used to like, we're stuck on an island. We got a bunch of mystery presents. Let's see what they do. And then it was like, oh, randomizer.
It was like, we have... almost literally no good presents left to discover at this point. Like, we already knew what tomatoes, rockets, gaze, inner tubes, Icarus wings. Like, we knew what all that was. Like, the only things we don't know are, like, bummer, a rain cloud, and randomizer.
I think we did know what bummer was. But then it randomized, reset, and you opened a bummer.
That was a pretty awful fucking... Oh. If we hadn't been able to do it, it would just, like, that would have been the fucking, like, just...
I'd have heard about that.
Thorn in my butthole for the next month and a half. Like, we could have done it! We were gonna do it. We were the chosen ones.
It was sticky. You went from like 12 lives to 2.
It pretty quickly, too. It was in the span of like 2 levels. I had like 6 lives and then I had 1. I was like, just get the pace. Don't wait. Just go.
Like rocket skating, barely able to get it. That's great. You're like, oh, I find out what this present is. I have 7 of them. Oh, bummer. Sweet.
Yeah, you don't have to pick those up over there. You can leave that one behind.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, definitely definitely the best Christmas I can remember in recent memory.
Yeah, definitely.
Because we definitely had some poopy ones when we were kids. That I recall at least one imaginary Christmas.
Yeah, no tree, no nothing.
I can recall ones where we'd get, like, just one thing. Like, that's all Mom could afford.
Yeah.
And I think, like, my gift that year was, like, Gauntlet for the N64 or something like that. I think maybe she got me a Smash Mouth
CD.
That
was a decent year, too.
Yeah. I mean, I still appreciate that. I'm not lying. Like, we only got one gift, but I was just like, there were, like, it was, I remember
some
we had.
Some lean years.
Sorry. Yeah. Well, we kept all the gifts on a, like, cheapo TV dinner tray. Yeah. Like, that's how elaborate that Christmas was. It all fit in, like, a 5x5 square.
It's like we were ahead of the curve on the recession. Like,
yeah. Like, we're the ones seeing ahead.
Let's get used to this now.
Yeah. It's not going to shock us in 3 years. And I don't know if you remember this. There was one Christmas where I asked Mom for a Game Boy Color and Pokemon Silver. That was the new one coming out. And I don't know if it was just you being ingenious or what, but you would came up to me and you told me, like, hey, Mom just, you know, she tried her best. She couldn't do it. But she got you a Game Boy Pocket and Pokemon Yellow. And it was weird because it wasn't what I wanted, but I still remember being like, oh, that's... I'm really okay with that. I'm actually really happy. And then Christmas came around and Mom had gotten me that stuff and you just were throwing
me
off.
I think we planned that together, me and Mom.
Okay. Because it was really ingenious at the time and I was so happy to get it. But it was like one of those few moments I was like, maybe I'm not a shithead, that I was still like, you know what, it's okay. Mom tried her best and I'm still going to be really happy with what she delivers.
I'm pretty sure she mentioned that to me and maybe we kind of brainstormed that one together. You forget Mom had those moments back in the day.
You go upstairs and she's half buried into a box of Whitman sampler right now. Like,
instead of like, what is Christopher? Potato chips? We'll get him potato chips.
That's what he wants. It's what he always wants.
For his wedding.
I have gotten sort of hooked on those Mint Oreos, though.
I had noticed.
I bought one more bag. It's not like it's like I'm lining my room with old cartridges of them.
I don't know what you're doing, but I know there's never not a box of Oreos now in that cupboard.
There was a little bit of a break from them. They don't have the fudge ones anymore, which were like my godsend for a little bit because they were so perfect. Like, they tasted great, but they are also like a perfect 100 calories per cookie. So every day at the end of the day, I'd just be like, oh, how many calories do I have left? I don't have that many Oreos. works so nicely.
Just eating that thing all day. You're like, oh, I can have 12.
I can have 15 Oreos. Just a scoop of protein powder. No, I like using them as my like kind of fill-in at the end of the day for whenever I have leftover calories and I've already hit my protein. Works.
That's pretty
sweet. For now. I mean, I'm still cutting. When I start bulking, I might change up a bit. I don't want to be that dirty bulker who's just like, I'm gonna get super beefcaked up off of candy and diner pizzas.
The mom diet.
She just comes out like a Russian bodybuilder, like, what is up? I've eaten all of the ice cream for 6 months straight. Look how big and small I've gotten.
She looks like Mother Russia from Kick-Ass 2.
Goodness, Mom.
Did you get that?
Why don't you get in some powerlifting competitions to get your fucking ass an apartment?
Why don't I just beat you up?
Well, I guess that's another alternative. Like, I didn't think of that one.
Yeah, I definitely couldn't take that chick in a fight, so I'd be in trouble.
No, I don't think any of us would have much of a shot against her.
She's wearing some, like, ridiculous heels, so maybe I can use, like, just keep trying to push her so that she can't, like, get, like, a firm setting, but... That's going to be rough.
I mean, are you fighting literally Mother Russia from Kick-Ass 2? Because I'm pretty sure
Mom and Mother Russia's body.
I was going to say, because I'm pretty sure Mother Russia had guns, too. I don't think you're just going to be able to sneak up on her.
Probably not. It's going to be rough. I'm not going to lie. I'm not looking forward to this.
No. But... I don't think Scotia will help us out.
No. She's definitely going
to She's a pushover when it comes
Let's see
to
how this goes.
Let's see if I still get fit after this.
And I've given up all hope of the cat helping
anyone. How now? I'm the one who assumes that's how Mom became Mother Russia. Somehow the cat was involved. This is some cat conspiracy of some kind.
Like the cat sees you getting choked out, sees a phone, dials 9-1, and he's like, let's see how this goes.
Two bird. That's not a number. Well, I tried. You fucking cat. So I heard a story Dad told me recently that within 2015, Dad has pooped himself.
Oh, my God. It's only the 8th.
So, within this year, Dad and his legendary bowels have already, unfortunately, claimed a victim.
Oh.
Which got me thinking. I was like, you know, it's kind of clear I've inherited Dad's hair. Like, I'm already starting to thin a little bit. Maybe not as bad as he had it. Maybe, you know, I can hold on to this relatively well until like
I have a little bit more mom's genes. Yeah.
Mid-30s or something like that. But the question was in my mind then. I was like, which one are you more terrified of getting? Dad's hair or Dad's bowels? Like, if you had to have
I feel like I've almost certainly missed the boat on Dad's hair at this point.
It could be like an overnight thing. Like, maybe they're just dormant. Like, that'd it's the X sad. Gene and just waiting for one day to finally come out.
I'll take Dad's bowels because it feels like it's never after a salad or anything healthy. It's always after, like, oh, I went to Cheesecake Factory and said, fill her up, boys, and this happened.
He's been eating pretty well this year. I mean, you have to think, like, anytime we've gone anywhere. For those of you who aren't listening, who aren't a part of our family and know about this, our dad...
Everyone besides baby Mitch.
Yeah. Our dad, whenever he goes out to eat, basically immediately has to go take a shit. And it's played devil's advocate with him several times before where he's gotten precariously close.
Yeah.
And it's not a classy thing to have.
That story about when it happened at Burger King, and he's like, yeah, I almost made it to the bathroom in time and shit myself and lost. I just threw my underwear out and left. He's like, it was almost an accident. I was like, that wasn't almost an accident, Dad. That was definitely an accident.
Throw out your underwear.
Yeah, there's no, well, let's chalk this one up to experience. It's like you lost.
You got failed on that one.
And I used to, I'm sure I've told you, I had that joke where like, you know, you see those movies where it's like an old gypsy telling like her grandson, like, we have a terrible curse. When the moon strikes, you will turn into a werewolf. Instead, ours is like, Dad's like, sometimes if you eat a little undercooked meat, you might not make it out of Ruby Tuesdays without pooping yourself.
I did think of that when I was writing it, but I was just like, what would... Like, if you had a choice, you'd lose all your hair. Like, because he was bald, I think, what, by like 30? Was he, like, not bald? I mean, he still has hair now, but...
Balding. Yeah, I don't know. There's,
Like, I imagine he probably had a bald spot.
There's a great picture of like him sitting on the chair at the old house at probably my age, and it was definitely like whoosh.
Yeah. I was like, do you want that, or would you just like every time you eat a meal? Especially if it's out.
Well, it's not every time.
No, but I mean, anytime you're ever eating a meal outside or a meal that's maybe a little bit too greasy, there's like a 80% chance you will have to shit yourself in the next 5 minutes or, you know, poop yourself.
It's going to boil down to a percentage. If it's every time, no, there's nothing worth. This hair can just,
all right, let's say.
This hair can start whistling at dudes. It's not worth it.
That's what your incentive is to keep it? You're like, my hair, if it whistles at dudes, I won't hold on to that.
It cuts off all the work for you.
Just cuts out that icebreaker right away.
If it's like, let's say, 1 out of 20.
1 out of every 20 times you go to a restaurant, there's a chance you might poop yourself?
Yeah.
Because I was going to say at least a 50% chance every time you eat out at a restaurant or eat something a little too greasy, then there's a... Not like, oh, you're guaranteed going to poop yourself, but it's definitely like you have to poop within the next 10 minutes of finishing the meal.
It's going to be like, yeah, in Ghostbusters when the guy breaks the trap. So it's like, burr, burr. You've got like 10 seconds to get to a bathroom. I'd probably still take the hair. I might regret it like a day, the next minute later.
Because, I mean, eventually it's going to go, or it's going to get gray or something. I mean, like one day your hair's going to stop being like your focal feature, but that pooping is going to stay with you forever, like your bowels.
It might be unrealistic, but I always think like maybe I can beat that. Maybe I can find ways around that.
Diapers.
Yeah, sure. I don't know. Like, who's going to know I'm wearing the diaper until it's too late, ladies?
It's like, I mean, I guess they make discreet ones.
Yeah.
All right.
You're taking, I mean, you've already got dad's hair.
Let's just keep this up.
Sure, you can look at,
I think
the
I'm
grass is greener. For those of you listening, I'm waving my fingers through my wavy hair.
Just a big clump falls out. I'm like, oh no.
Big old condom. That's from New York.
No, I definitely don't have his bowels, considering I only poop every time a Bush or Clinton gets elected into office, but his hair, I do seem to be, unfortunately, on that track, but I think I'm good enough for now that I can at least avoid.
It's better than his.
I'm 26 now. You don't really notice it unless you're like staring right on. And I don't have a bald spot or anything.
So no, it looks better than I thought because I haven't seen you have it this long in a while. So I thought it was worse off than this.
No, it's not god awful by any stretch.
But they make a Rogaine shampoo that actually like prevents further hair loss that you might want to start.
Yeah. It was like one of my first stand-up jokes though, where I was just like, what do I care about losing my hair? Like, I'm suddenly just thought when people are just gonna stop throwing pussy at me because I don't have my hair anymore.
But that's when you were a big fat turd, like.
Yeah, you'd think it would have changed now, not really.
Now that you're losing weight, then you wanna be like, oh, that would be nice to have too.
Oh yeah, I mean,
it'd be nice to be the total package.
Yeah, I'm sure I'll look into that, but I don't have as high of a regard for hair as I think some people do.
Because I got friends that are married or engaged, a couple have
kids. And that's
kids.
Just immediately, they just get
and
up at
like,
that point, like, fuck it.
Bastard. Well, I'm like, they're like, in their minds, they're like, oh, we're ahead of him and whatever, you know, the race of life. But it's like, I still got all this up top, kiddo, and you guys are starting to thin out a little bit.
They're just like, yeah, but I also don't know what thought's coming before it actually happens, Mr. Toucan Sam over there.
I have a whole 3 seconds. Oh, never mind, there went.
Yeah, I thought about that. I was just, oof, that'd be a tough choice.
I used to live in fear of it. Like, honestly, because I'd hear like, these dad stories.
Like, one day you just go to Taco Bell and you're just like, bean burrito, please. Take one bite and just like, go, no!
And then we went to the family reunion, probably like maybe Terry's wedding, so 4 or 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I like started discreetly asking dad's brothers, like, so, do you find it difficult to make it to the bathroom in time regularly? They're like, what are you talking about? No.
I hope you didn't broach it with anything else than that, or you're just
I asked Uncle Joe, and he was, like, really insulted. Like, I'm not 90. What?
Like, I just hope you immediately went to Uncle Ricky, like, hey, Uncle Ricky, do you ever poop yourself a lot eating at TGI Fridays?
What do you shit yourself? Once, twice a week? It's like, bad, no. Oh, my God. 3 times?
Oh, it's worse?
And then I remember Mom always telling me, before she stroked out that was like, no, it's because your dad was an asshole and insisted on drinking tap water in whatever country we were in, no matter how much people told him not to, because he thought that made him look cool. Like, you're too young, but we used to go to restaurants in El Salvador, and they'd be like, hey, it's free water for everybody. Mom would tell all of us, like, don't touch that water. And Dad would be like, just glass after glass after glass.
Like, it's like, give me that, suckers.
Yeah, like a circus geek chewing heads off chickens. Like, watch me! And now he can't eat at Wendy's without almost pooping himself. Who's the fool now?
I think you owe him some more respect than that. Sounds pretty cool to me.
I love him to death, but I wouldn't have done that. Would you?
No. Maybe that's why I didn't like drinking water for a while. Maybe that was... That's what I'm just going to tell myself. That's why I was a big sis for the first 8 years of my life, where I wouldn't drink water when we went to a restaurant.
I didn't tell much later. Because it was always like, Coke's so much better. What's this shit?
Yeah, no. What's this...
Cheaping out on me?
What's this lame water? There's no flavor in this. Ugh, lemon. That's gross. You missed your opportunity for the water with ice, though. Ship sailed.
Yeah, apparently. I can put a few hundred dollars in my mouth every year at the dentist, and it's still like, I don't know what to tell you.
Your teeth are big sissies. That's the medical term for it.
I mean, this one, you're not 32 years old still drinking bottom shelf college vodka, are you? No.
You're like, well, would that have to do with anything if I were, though?
It's like, I don't know anyone employed that still drinks that shit.
I had something there. I completely lost it. Oh, no. Did you ever use those sensitive strips I got?
No, I have to. I keep forgetting, but I definitely will.
Did you listen to the Big JCE?
No. I did that, too. I know. I need to at least get it out of my gym bag. It's not sitting in the car in the winter.
I mean, to be fair, I can make an... It's not like that CD has much monetary value in and of itself. I can just, give you another one from the files I bought.
I love them. I don't know if I'm... it feels like that's becoming a trend. Like, comics, like, yeah, I'm just going to do a crowd work CD. Like, nah.
His is actually really good, though. It is actually completely worth it. Like, I actually had quite a few times where I was busting out laughing.
Okay. I'll definitely check it out.
So I had a few other things, but I didn't know if you had anything that you had on your agenda.
As an homage to the great What Say You podcast, What Say You Taken 3?
I haven't seen Taken 2 yet.
Me either.
And I do love Liam Neeson.
You seen the commercials?
No. I've seen all the ads online, though. Like, for whatever reason, at some point, I must have marked Taken as a favorite movie of mine, so they automatically like put it on my Facebook wall. So every time something Taken happens, like I get a Facebook post about it.
Is it just a picture, or
no? Like I need to like ads and shit like that. Like it's like liking the Taken fan page or whatever.
Oh, so, like, but is it like actually watching the commercial online? Or...
Yeah, like it plays in Facebook or whatever.
Oh, okay, so you got the gist of what it is.
Yeah, like first they came for his wife, or first they came for his daughter, and then they took his wife, and now they're coming to take his life. And...
Well, they've killed the wife.
Oh, have they?
Yeah, the wife's dead.
Oh. From Taken 2, or?
It was the same wife, wasn't it? Taken 1 and
2. No, I mean, did they kill her in Taken 2? Or...
No, I don't know if they showed in this one, but she's dead.
Oh, that's a bummer.
That's the commercial, and then it's Liam Neeson. The impression I got is he dies in this one, because he's like, the only thing I care about now is killing whoever this is and stopping them from before they kill my daughter, because she's the only one I have left.
Well, they've said, like, all
the FBI's after him. And
all the ads for
he's been framed for his own wife's murder.
Of course.
Fugitive style.
I mean, it's
not very creative, but
I think he had a movie that was exactly the same as that last year, where he was framed for his own wife's murder. Anyway.
Tombstones?
I thought it had Nonstop had something like that. Or he was framed for taking down the plane. But then I can't help but feel like unknown. He plays a lot of these like mysteries or things where he's being framed for a crime he didn't commit. But all the ads are saying, like Liam Neeson, the final Taken movie or the final chapter. I mean, I love Liam Neeson. And I literally do have a free movie ticket in my pocket that I need to use before it expires, but I still don't know.
It still might be Black Annie.
Yeah, I still have time to see Tanny if I get out there quick enough. Yeah, I don't know. That'd really come down to... Because right now it's difficult, because, you're working on weekends with Sears. So if I don't have the car, there's no way I'm going to the theater. Like, I'm not making that walk at all in the cold. Fuck that.
Yeah.
So it's pretty much like, does the timing line up? No, yes. Yeah, we'll see about that. I don't know. That's definitely a toss-up. That might have to be a red box, which, like, Tusk saying upstairs will end up just costing me $20. I'm going to the grocery store tonight, and I still can't return because I haven't had the chance to watch it yet.
That's funny.
Yeah, I picked a bad time to rent that. I really should have waited.
I thought it wasn't going to be there.
Well, I guess I was just like, what if everyone else tastes Tusk before? It's in there now. If I come back Thursday, it might not be there.
You see, like, a six-year-old girl walking in with a red box. You're like, you whore, you want it?
Some old woman like, ooh, what's Tusk? That sounds riveting. The fuck you do, Granny?
Boom.
I just clothesline her from hell, rent it real quick. Like, ooh, got that.
You already had it in your pocket anyway. Like, I better get two copies.
Better make sure, just in case one's broken. Yeah, no. I think that sounds like a Redbox rental.
If you'd have asked me a month ago, I'd be like, nope, no way. Because I still haven't seen the second. I think maybe I saw like 10 minutes of the second one at some point, and I wasn't all that impressed. But the third one, it feels like they're building it perfectly. Like, I know you've said too much taken, so this is definitely the last one.
Come and see Liam Neeson kill a bunch of fucking dudes again
and die, probably.
We're back to that trend in Liam Neeson movies where he just dies at the end now.
Yeah,
that was a sad trend for a while.
It should have been how Taken ended, honestly.
It was harder to find a movie where Liam Neeson survived than one where he didn't die at that time. I think he may have survived Love Actually. That might have been like his one saving grace during that time. Oh, and his wife was dead in that movie too. Man, Liam Neeson just does not have good luck with real wives or movie wives.
I don't think he's married anymore. I think he just plows pussy as it comes by him.
I like to think of him as like a stalwart reverend Catholic who just lives out his day trying to make the world a better place.
Or maybe he does just
sling all the fucking 18-year-old tang in Hollywood at this point. Yeah. He's just like, oh, I'm on a Carl's Groove. How old are you? 17, close enough.
Too old, but I'll deal with it.
Liam Neeson. Yeah, no, I'll have to check that. I wonder what Liam Neeson's doing after this. Like, is he just going to continue doing these like weird quasi-mystery action movies?
Someone stops him. Like, until they stop making money. I'm surprised because he does like 2 or 3 a year.
Yeah, I like at this point, I'm just like, what does he do after this? Like,
I haven't seen any of them besides Taken, but he's got at least 4 or 5.
Does like after this action movie trend end, does he just go back into doing like artsy kind of like dramas, or does he like, oh, I'll just become a voice actor and just do like kids movies, or does he just like, I'm gonna find some Marvel franchise getting in that and just fucking retire? Like, what does he do?
I don't know. I'd argue Liam Neeson probably has the best career out of anybody in this generation, because he got all of his serious stuff out of the way, you know. Didn't win the Oscar, but he got nominated for an Oscar for Schindler's List. He's just been doing garbage action movies for like the last 8 years.
I mean, and nobody shits on him. Like, nobody dislikes Liam Neeson.
His credit never goes down.
No, like if it was anyone else,
if he was a currency, it's still always.
Yeah,
it's
like
always
you,
good.
You'd assume that you'd just like, well, this is the, like Al Pacino didn't survive that. That dude did years of great movies. Then he does like fucking Jack and Jill, and you're just like, what a fucking schlub, fucking Al Pacino is.
Yeah, Robert De Niro too. Yeah, I mean, his movies will still make money, but most of his fans like, he's dead to me.
Yeah,
after the third like Meet the Fockers, no thank you.
But Liam Neeson somehow finds a way, and it's like, and part of it's because none of his movies yet have been like god awful.
No.
Like Nonstop, you know, for predictable as it may have been, was still a pretty good movie. He's still like a ridiculously good actor in it, but it's just like, I'm baffled that you like, you're in Battleship and nobody gives you shit. They're just like, no, that may be the one reason I'll see Battleship is Liam Neeson.
I think, like, as big as he is over here, he must be even bigger in Europe. Because Taken 2 did not do well here, but it still did great over in Europe.
It's very possible. I mean, especially in that, like, United Kingdom's area, I imagine he's probably pretty big.
But yeah, he'll keep... I mean, if I'm him, like, why not... Nobody gets to do this forever. Like, at some point, companies are just going to stop hiring me to do these kick-ass action movies. And I'll be able to sit on a pile of cash and like, I'll just do artsy films now.
Yeah, that'd be the sweetest way if he like managed to go. I'm still hoping, like in the bottom of my heart, that he'll show up in a Marvel movie at some point. Like they'll give him like that Anthony Hopkins, Robert Redford kind of role where they just put him in one movie as like a mentor yeah. character or something.
Oh, I
like
could
that.
Definitely see. I mean, he's already done that for the Star Wars franchise, so I could definitely see him
yeah.
doing that in this too.
Maybe being a bit more active than Anthony Hopkins.
Yeah.
But his Odin needed a little bit of
He'd have been great for that, actually. For
he Odin. Would.
Yeah.
I mean, he's already played fucking Zeus. It's not like it'd be too much of a stretch for him.
Played Zeus. Played Oscar Schindler.
I think I can handle a Green Grocer.
That might be maybe like the funniest 5 minutes I've ever seen on HBO. Of anything they've done.
It's ridiculous. You never seen it, go check out. It's on YouTube. Life is Short or Life's yeah. Too Short?
Life is Short.
Life. I think it's Life's Too Short.
Maybe it's Life's Too Short.
Anyway, Life's Short, something Ricky like that. Gervais. And then put Liam Neeson, and it's a very funny clip.
Green Gross. I'm HIV positive.
So one of the topics I wanted to bring up, I was going through different Marvel-related things. We should almost have like a jingle for the moment our podcast turns to superheroes and yeah. Marvel DC talk of some kind, like it's the nerdy superheroes for this part of the podcast.
Sometimes it's the entire block though.
Yeah, it starts at the beginning, doesn't end.
Yeah,
we need like a fat news s segment, like Marvel news.
Instead of like commercials, it's like, okay, we're gonna talk about something non-comic book related. Mom took a dump and didn't flush today.
What a twat. Now, I was clicking through and I found what's called the Marvel Strength Scale. And it's like the way that they rank Marvel characters based on their physical strength. So this isn't like saying, you know, because one person's higher than the other, they could beat them in a fight. Just saying that they're physically stronger.
Yeah.
So I started going through and I didn't put any of the characters that were like cosmic based, like Drax or anything like that. Cause I'm like, those characters, you know, they come from, they're aliens, they come from a whole different world, you know, that.
So it's just Earthlings.
The scale of power is kind of weird. So yeah, I was just kind of interested in looking at Earthlings. And Captain America was my basis. Cause I was like, okay. Captain America, I would have at the time thought he would have been like one of the. Scotia, come on now.
Captain America, you're a fat fool!
I was like, Captain America's probably on the top tier. He's supposed to be the peak of humankind, what they can achieve. Yeah.
Like Olympian in every aspect.
Yeah, like even, yes, like even beyond, like the absolute best of what a human could possibly get. And I was like, there's going to be people above him. Like, obviously Hulk, you know, yeah. Thor. There's going to be people who are stronger, but I'll just go over this list real quick. So Captain America on the list can lift 1,200 pounds, which is a little more than half a ton.
Okay.
People who can lift tons.
How much can Captain America lift?
1,200 pounds, which is a little over half a ton.
Definitely doesn't have that in the current movies, does he?
No.
Okay.
No, this is the comic book, so everything's okay. Gonna kind of seem even crazier, bigger than it is, because they just they're goofy. But people who can lift 2 tons, so not even that they can lift a ton, they can lift basically 3 times and more than Captain America. Deadpool. Okay. Doctor Doom.
Well, he's in a suit, right?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. You know, maybe magic enhances it. Kraven the Hunter.
I mean, he's pretty big. I assumed he was stronger than Captain America, but I didn't think we were going to be putting Captain America could lift, like, almost our car over his head.
But Kraven the Hunter? I mean, the only thing I'd ever known about him is he's just the dude who hunts Spider-Man. Like, he's literally stronger than the man who's supposed to represent the peak of human physical ability.
Well, he's roided out. If you look at Kraven, he's, like, a huge guy.
Yeah, but that's like this. That would be like saying, like, oh, you know, fucking Cyclops can lift that much, too. Like, Cyclops got, you know, muscles to him.
Yeah, but Cyclops only has that one power with the eye.
I didn't think Kraven had any powers. I thought he was just a dude who hunted.
I thought he, like, genetically experimented on himself, too.
There may be in there. I also found out that apparently Kraven's now immortal to everyone but Spider-Man.
Kraven the Immortal?
Yeah, Kraven the Hunter. Yeah.
Kraven the Immortal? You didn't know that?
So, all those guys can lift 2 tons.
It's not going to be talking about Kraven the entire time.
No.
Okay.
Toad can lift 1 ton with his arms. And 3 tons with his legs.
I find that most dubious.
That baffled me. But that is actually small potatoes.
With his tongue?
No, with his legs.
Oh. Huh.
That is small potatoes in a very long and extensive list of powers that Toad apparently possesses. So I'm going to take a quick break from the Marvel Strength Scale just to go over fucking Mortimer Tonby's set of powers.
Is that his last name?
Yeah, Tonby or Tonby.
I don't know. I knew it was more than Barnes.
He's British. What would you think is his power set?
Leaping ability. Like, I'd assume his legs are a lot stronger than the average person. Maybe like webbed hands and feet for like kind of like Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. The long tongue, and then some kind of poison immunity / projectile thing.
He had like a spit or something. He did.
I know he did in the movie. I'm not sure if he always did in the comics. But
so in addition to those. Toad also has super enhanced stamina, so he can be physically active for hours without ever getting tired.
Okay.
He secretes a poison that will paralyze the nervous system upon contact.
All right.
He can fire gusts of wind through his enhanced lungs strong enough to knock people over.
That's a little much.
He can see an ultraviolet and infrared. He has mild mind control powers via pheromones if you get close enough to him.
That's ridiculous.
And he can also talk to and control amphibian life.
Oh, I'm nonplussed.
I was baffled. Like, I was going through his fucking list.
Well, I don't get why. Did they just do this last week? Because I know Disney said no more New Mutants. Like, we're going to really have to beef up Toad.
No, it's apparently been like this for a while. Now, it is the comic books.
I mean, he's definitely one of... You know, up with there with Magneto, he's one of the old.
He's guys, one of the oldest so. Guys.
Usually, the older the mutant you are, the longer. The longer they powers they'll throw in, but that's still.
Like I just kept reading, I was just like, okay, there's stuff here that makes sense: flexible bones, superhuman agility and balance. Okay, regenerative healing factor, of course, why not? But then, like, I just get to like UV ultra red vision. I was like, why would he even need that?
All these powers are still kind of like why are lame. Like, they're still just adding other lame powers to try and buttress this already kind of lame villain to begin with.
I was just like, look, I mean, we've reached a point maybe where the X-Men storylines need to kind of step away from Toad as an antagonist. Maybe we just need to create someone a bit more intimidating as opposed to giving Toad mind control powers.
Yeah, I mean, if you're really scraping the barrel for Brotherhood of Evil Mutant leaders that you're getting to Toad meet, why don't you guys just disband for a while and figure it out down
reconvene.
The road. Yeah.
Scarlet Witch makes a... couple more mutants or something like that, and then pick it back up again.
For the love of God, if Quicksilver's too busy to lead the damn thing, then you know there's problems.
So I just wanted to bring that up real quick. Back to the strength scale. So Toad can lift 3 tons with his legs.
Okay.
Ghost Rider can lift 5 tons.
I don't really know much about Ghost Rider, so that could be...
Yeah, I mean, yeah, spirit powers. Demo Goblin can lift 10 tons.
I always forget which one's Demo Goblin.
I don't either. Who the fuck knows who Demo Goblin is? Why should he need to lift 10 tons?
I barely can remember because Hobgoblin's just like a Green Goblin ripoff, right? Is Demo Goblin a Hobgoblin ripoff?
I thought it's the Green Goblin, Hobgoblin, and then Demo Goblin. I thought there was a Gray Goblin too.
There could have been. There's a lot.
It's way
really
more than necessary.
The man is pretty thin on... Goblin.
For a character who's never going to be as cool as a Joker.
Character's
anyway.
Just a Joker ripoff anyway with a glider.
Man-Ape can also lift 10 tons. So when you get ready for that Black Panther movie.
Oh, so vaguely racist villain.
Luke Cage can lift 25 tons.
I knew he was strong. I didn't know he was
that
strong.
I mean, think of that in relation to Captain America. He can lift nearly 50 times as much as what Captain America can lift. And Captain America can lift a school bus.
No, he can. 2 tons is not a school bus. Is it?
1,200 pounds? Maybe not a small school bus.
That's a very
maybe
small
like a special school bus.
Our car was more than that. I mean,
all right, fine. He can lift up our car.
But that's still... He's organic, but it's essentially as strong as steel, like his arms and legs?
The way I always heard is that he's bulletproof. Like, his skin is that strong. It just, like, it can't be physically hurt like that.
Once again, still, it's hard to muster much outrage about that. And, I know you were really upset I didn't care about Kraven. But...
And finally, Captain Britain, 90 tons.
Who gives a fuck?
Well, here's the thing. Upon looking at that, I was like, I always thought Captain Britain was sort of just a, you know, British allegory to Captain America, maybe similar kind of mindset or something like that.
Psylocke's brother, right?
Yeah, I think so. He's got a bit of an interesting power. So his power is interdimensional energy conduit. His abilities are powered by interdimensional energies, which are concentrated around the British Isles of each reality and also in the outworld. Moving too far away from the field will cause his eventual power loss until a power-enhancing suit is worn. So he literally gets weaker the further away he is from Britain. But while he's in Britain, he's essentially like a lamer Superman.
Yet still didn't make it on Excalibur.
No.
Like, sorry, no thank you.
We don't have time for that. No, I was baffled. I was like, what a ridiculously obtuse power.
I don't...
To, like, define him by. Like, he gets weaker when he leaves Britain. Do we have a reason for that? We'll make one up as we call it.
We're not selling many comics in Britain, so let's keep him over there.
No, I was baffled by that. Like, I was just like, really? Toad? Toad, Kraven the Hunter, and Manape are all that much stronger than Captain America?
Who made this list?
This is just from, like, the Marvel Wikia. Like, just defined. I guess there was a book they released that had some of this, and the rest has just been, like, whatever character, like, in a comic book's like, I'm gonna throw this bus at you! And, like, the bus is estimated to weigh 3 tons. I'm like, oh, okay, well, Toad can clearly kick 3 tons or whatever.
Yeah, that seems ridiculous.
Yeah, it baffled me.
There's no need for Toad. I'm vexed by why Toad would ever need to be that strong.
The rest of Toad's power is just...
Why is he not doing a lot more shit, honestly?
Why is Toad not, like, working with Apocalypse at this point?
So what? Hulk doesn't apply because it's from radiation?
Oh, Hulk applies, but he's, like... I think they even have him. He's, like, on a scale that can't even be measured.
Oh, okay.
I think he's 90 tons when he's, like, unenraged and, like, taking a dump.
Like,
the sleepy Hulk gets, like, 90 tons. I think he's on, like, the list at the end that's just, like, immeasurable or...
It's, like, him, Juggernaut, and everybody else are aliens, probably.
Let me see here. Undefined. Wolverine could apparently lift up to 2 tons. Mm. That seems interesting.
I've seen him bench.
Gargoyle can lift up to maybe 25 tons. I don't even know who Gargoyle is.
Gray Gargoyle.
Not Gray Gargoyle. Oh. Just Gargoyle.
I was about to say Gray Gargoyle. He's a real toughie. Don't even say his name. You might hear it.
Wild Thing. I don't know who that is. Oh, here we go.
Oh, Wild Thing.
Potentially incalculable, able to lift in excess of 100 tons. It's like A-Bomb, Abomination, Apocalypse, Beta Ray Bill, Blackheart, Colossus, Ego, the Living Planet, Galactus, Hercules, Hulk.
Should Colossus really be that high?
Iron Man. Yeah, well, Colossus does have essentially the powers of himself and Juggernaut at this point. Or he did for a while.
It's Colossonaut or...
Chuck no, Colossus. I think he just calls him Colossus.
What a queer.
Colossus sounds like a cooler name than Juggernaut.
I don't
or know about so. On the same level.
Maybe same level.
Apparently, yeah, Juggernaut's on here. Apparently Iron Man is when he's in the Hulkbuster armor. So he can just invent an armor that makes him on the same level as Hulk.
Yeah, I mean, Dr. Doom was on there too. Shouldn't anyone be on there then? Shouldn't it not say Iron Man? Shouldn't it just say random person plus Tony Stark's armor? Could be this.
Well, no, because I mean, they're saying Dr. Doom, even with the armor, can only lift 2 tons. Iron Man is on the list of potentially incalculable when he's in the Iron Man Hulkbuster armor. Magneto's incalculable when he uses magnetic powers to enhance his strength.
Oh, okay.
Mephisto, Ultron, Red Ronin. Oh, some poopy people here.
It's like...
Wonder Man. No, that's not for this.
Just really throwing some bones out there.
Tricoslatterus. Slaughterus?
Triclops.
He has 3 eyes. Only one of them fires beams, though.
Dirt Nap.
Oh, that'd be great. Ah, oh, the champion of the universe. Okay, I know this guy. So, yeah, I thought I'd just bring that up.
And also related nerd news, have you heard who's cast as Apocalypse? The next X-Men movie? It's the guy from Inside Llewyn Davis.
Oh.
So I'm guessing it's not going to be a giant Apocalypse.
No. Also, clearly not going to be an Egyptian Apocalypse.
He looks a little swarthy.
I guess.
He's in a movie where he plays in this... I don't know anything about it, but the most violent year... Except for a bunch of Oscars, he plays like a Latino guy. He is kind of dark skinned. Like, he could
pass. Yeah, I guess. I mean, it's not as bad as Christian Bale being Moses, I suppose. Yeah.
He could still be purple. I mean, I don't know if he's going to be a white dude. They'll have to make him look a little weird.
Nah, that should be good then. They've already confirmed the Channing Tatum
Gambit
movie is coming out next year. So we'll be getting that. Is that That might, I don't know. That, if it doesn't come out before, it probably comes out right around then when Age of Apocalypse is supposed to, because I think that's 2016.
It might be late 2015.
Oof, and I keep forgetting that god-awful Fantastic Four movie is supposed to come out this
year. Everyone has. Like, what are they doing? Like, there's no marketing.
There's no trailer. We've gotten a trailer for both Marvel movies now at this point, and I think Fantastic Four is supposed to come out between them. Like, you're just like, you might want to get some advertising going.
You've gotten shots out for the new Star Wars. We've seen teaser for the Star Wars. We've seen photos from the new DC movie. Like, what are you guys doing that nobody knows anything, that people don't even think it's coming out?
Nobody has any fucking clue this Fantastic Four movie is supposed to happen.
And the comic book got canceled too, didn't it?
Well, yeah, but that, and yeah, and that's, yeah, Marvel's just like, let's not advertise this shit anymore. But yeah, no, it's just like, and it's not like it was a cheaply made movie. I think they still spent like $190 to $200 million on it. So you're like, you might want to try to make something back. I can't imagine this is just the most expensive fuck you to Marvel ever.
Yeah, and what's the fuck you? If this loses a ton of money, then Marvel's like, oh good, we can buy Dr. Doom back for cheap. Thank you. We're running out of villains over here.
We have to use Man-Ape and Captain Marvel and Black Panther. He's our new Loki. Not as sexy, though.
Is there nothing out for that?
I haven't seen a trailer yet. The only things I've ever seen are unofficial shots of what Dr. Doom was supposed to look like that are like grainy set photos that are very undefined.
Oh.
That's the last I ever heard of it. And that was like 5 months ago when it was shooting. The movie's, I assume, in some near stage of completion. Like, it, if it's not done, it's definitely should be on its way to finishing because it was filming during like the summer of last year.
Yeah. It's,
it had like the same filming schedule as Avengers.
The cast was announced over a year ago.
Yeah, so I don't know what their game plan is for getting people to see that movie or what, but it's definitely not looking good.
I mean, I know exactly what it is. They're just banking on, like, it's a superhero movie, people go. I was like, yeah, people went.
I hope that doesn't fuck over
Disney Ant-Man. Knows how to market the shit out of things.
Yeah, like, you can give as much credit to, you know, the actors and then the writers and the directors. You have to fucking give a huge thumbs up to the advertisers at Disney for, like, every time one of these Marvel movies comes out, like, they advertise Guardians, right? And it looks like they have that same tone with Ant-Man, too. We're like, we're going to be self-aware of the fact that you think this looks stupid, but we're
just going to make this a comedy.
Yeah, but we're going to make this look pretty cool, so you still see it. Yeah, no, the Fantastic Four movie, like, I don't get what's going on with that.
Can you imagine if it's just sandwiched between a decade of like comic book movies that all made tons of money, and then there was like, and then there was that Fantastic Four movie that like, just sucked. Oh yeah, it was really bad. The second one too. They're like, no, we're talking about the reboot.
No, well, yeah, we're talking about that one. We're talking about the fact that in an age of superhero movies, two kick-ass movies were huge financial successes, but the Fantastic Four movie bombed hard
twice
in the middle of two Marvel huge successes.
Before a DC surprise attack, which many people were pretty doubtful of.
Yeah, no, I don't. And I forgot that there was still like another year before we get a DC movie. Like, stopped to realize, it's like, oh, we're still going to get Avengers, Age of Ultron, and Ant-Man before we even get Dawn of Justice. Or is that it? Dawn of Justice?
Yeah.
Man.
Batman vs.
That's
Superman,
still super tough. I should just remember to only call it Batman vs. Superman because Dawn of Justice does sound pretty.
I kind of like it.
That's the pretty lame name. It's the Dawn of Justice!
You really shitting on. You know what? If the animated Justice League movie had been called Dawn of Justice, you'd be like, pretty sweet.
That's a pretty sweet title, Mikey. Kevin Conrad's back. Conroy. Whatever.
Conrolls.
You know. Kevin Corndog.
You're blowing yourself wrong.
So I did catch up with the newsroom.
Oh shit, yeah.
I managed to get that last episode in, finished
it.
Now I will say it's not as bad as we caricatured it.
Yeah.
Where, you know, for those of you who don't know, Newsroom was an HBO show, had three seasons.
Yeah,
spoiler alert if you haven't seen it. It's about a fictional news channel that is trying to basically buck the trend of light news by actually having hard-hitting journalism on it. And one of the characters on it is Charlie Skinner, who's the news director, basically like the liaison between the product, the program, and the television owners.
The infamous Jack McCoy from Law and Order.
Yes, you know, Sam Waterston is, you know, the big bushy eyebrows. He was like the sort of like catalyst to getting it all started. He was like the one who was behind the station's morality from the very beginning and trying to keep their integrity at the top of their game. And in the last season, the network gets bought out. Now, I don't know all the details because the only episodes of the last season I've seen are the last two. But I guess the new owner wants to put the station in more of a like a sort of like internet savvy TMZ-esque, you know, like Entertainment Tonight kind of program.
Yeah.
And Charlie, since he's still the news director, he has to still be the liaison, kind of just completely buckles to it. And it's just like, yes, absolutely, we'll have fucking Lady Gaga's, you know, fucking manager on.
Because it's so weird.
Like, it's such a strange thing because he's... And in the final episode, they show, like, they remind you, like, he was the one who was behind us more than anyone else. Yeah. Yet, it's still him being like, how dare you go out there and insult a guy creating a fucking app on Twitter so you can stalk celebrities. How dare... heart attack!
Doesn't he? I mean, it's not the last thing he says, but it's not...
That's what his initial anger is about.
Not far removed at all from, like, a rant about TMZ being...
It's what his initial anger is about. He's like, how dare you do an interview with making fun of our guy who made an app but only exists to allow you to stalk celebrities? How dare you?
Miranda Cosgrove, Patty shot. Ugh. I mean, that's a joke, but it's not that far from it.
It's definitely just like, this is not the battle I think I expect him to be fighting when you know the show.
It stabbed me in the heart by having that character betray him, everything he believed in to work for it. And then you double stab me in the heart by killing him 10 seconds later.
Just to be like, boof. Yeah, that was pretty rough. And then, yeah, you said
last... And no, like, hospital scene, like...
No, he was dead before he even makes it to the hospital, apparently.
Yeah. Ridiculous.
Like, the end of the episode, Will gets out of jail, and Mackenzie's just like, Charlie's dead. Like, oh, okay, well, there you go.
What, like, why? So were you surprised? Imagine watching it not knowing that.
Oh, yeah.
What?
What the fuck? So then the last episode is, like, his funeral, and it's kind of a mixture of flashbacks to these characters of where they were at the beginning and then juxtapose it with where they've now ended up. And they remind you, like, 3 or 4 times that this entire thing, this entire change that Newsnight did was spurred by Charlie being like, you can do fucking so much better. Why aren't you? And you're just like... Okay, maybe this is going to lead to something. So he has this, Don has a conversation with his wife, and he's like, I'm so sorry, you know, I didn't want him to do that. He's like, oh, well, Charlie didn't want you to do it either. He was hoping you'd never do that story. I was like, then why did he get so angry? Yeah, I was like, who is the anger for then? Like, I can understand if he's like, I'm frustrated, they're shitting up. But I was like, they did that before, and he'd still be like, all right. Understand I'm going to have to take the heat for this, but I'm not going to act like you're the asshole in this situation. But in this, he's like, how dare you attack these people for not wanting
more. In a crowded newsroom with tons of people.
Like, he comes into Mackenzie's room just like, we're having Lady Gaga's manager on tonight.
Yeah.
Find room. Like, what the fuck?
He does it in private conversations. He does it in public expressions. Like, it's really why they turned this character on a dime, just to kill him off and then try and erase it one episode later.
And then at the end of it, there's like a moment where Sloane's like, it's really a shame he died defending something he didn't love. Yeah, it was. And that's like it. I was like, what a weird sentiment. Like, there was no real answer to why he's decided to make this the field he dies on. Like, it's...
And then Will's like, you didn't kill him. Like, yeah, you did, you fucking cunt. You giant cunt, you killed him.
I mean, to be fair, I'll completely agree with, like, her, you know, sentiment on, like, that app is fucking creepy as shit, but at the same time, you're just like,
well, like, stop beating yourself up. Like, it's been 3 days. Let it beat herself up a little bit longer.
No, it was very strange.
And the song?
Yeah, it wasn't even, like, a sad song. It's, like, this just lame song. I guess it's supposed to be more of a closure for the show than it was supposed to be.
El Segundo or some ridiculous country song no one's ever heard of. And they use that line twice in those last 2 episodes, like, oh, I'm not a news anchor. Or, like, I play guitar. I just do news on the side. Whatever Bill says.
Yeah, oh, I thought you played guitar on the side. Or I thought you, oh, yeah, you play guitar on the side. No, I do news on the side.
Yeah, okay. That's why we're watching the show.
Yeah, there was definitely some very strange. I mean, there were some sweet moments in there.
And why was he not giving the eulogy?
Because he didn't know what to say, Mikey, until the very end, where he had, like, 2 sentences to say about him.
Go ahead. What did you think of that?
Yeah, it definitely was a very curious decision. I mean, Aaron Sorkin's always, with the way he's written the show, kind of acted like, I think he wants to write like he's smarter than he actually is. Like, this is a deeper scene than you guys maybe are getting. I was like, I don't think it is. I think you're just making it kind of, like, more complicated than it needs to be.
I think you're hoping to trick me into thinking it.
Yeah, like, I don't get why he wouldn't say something there. Like, why he was like, only now when I've been here, done this gay song, and find out my wife is going to become my new executive producer, do I now have the words to fit about what I thought about Charlie. He was a brave, big man. That is all. Like, what the fuck?
And my wife's pregnant, and she's just been promoted to president.
I was like, way to steal the thunder out of a memorial for your boss and best friend.
Yeah, couldn't this wait till tomorrow?
He had a nicer line to say to his fucking grandson than he did to anyone else, where he's just like, your grandpa died? That's a shame, because my best friend just died. You're like, why didn't you have anything like that to say? Why was it just, he was a big, brave man. Like, okay. Did we not have time, really? Because I felt like there were four different scenes of Mackenzie in a bowling alley drinking that we could have.
Exactly. Like, who gave a shit? And why, like, why kill him off at all? Except to have a funeral scene.
Yeah, I mean, I imagine that was it. They just wanted to have a death at the end, and that was a funeral was a good way to wrap things up, because it's supposed to be like, this is an episode of endings, but it's also an episode of beginnings.
But it's the only episode where we end your favorite character.
Yeah. It's the only episode where we ended pretty much the only, like, him and Will McAvoy are probably, like, the only two consistently good characters on the show. So, yeah. I mean, it would have been, like, if there was just an episode where Will was, like, no, I think it's okay that it's, you know, he raped her or something. Like, it's just like, what the fuck? This is completely against what this character's morals were supposed to be. Like, what is this?
I was... Like, the rest of the season has some good moments in it. And even the episode before that, the prison one's alright. But yeah, it's... A lot of it's like, this just felt like you... I mean, I know they only gave you guys 8 episodes, but...
It was 6, wasn't it?
It was... Yeah, it was 6. I was like, I know they only gave you 6, so I'll give you some leeway, but... This felt like you just threw a hat full of ideas and pulled, like, 6 out. You're like, we're doing them.
That's, like, the baffling thing to me was that, because the show had its points to make, you know, the first season was about, like, a news station has to make a stand. Like, you have to have integrity. And the second season seemed to be about, like, the mistakes of what can happen with that and going too far for the story or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
The third season, I was like, okay, well, what, you know, big political topic do you guys really want to address this time? We're going to talk about garbage fucking news entertainment programming. Like, really? That's the final fight you want this show to go out on? To shit on fucking TMZ-style reporting? As though the people who are watching your show still stand by that? Like, are going to give a fuck?
Yeah.
Like, oh, man. Yeah, like, oh, wow. I should stop reading PerezHilton.com. It's like, the people who do that aren't going to fucking watch this show.
No. You don't have any gay.
You're preaching to your own choir. Like, it's like, come on.
I mean, there was a more serious thing with, like, a government leak earlier in the season, but that kind of just gets forgotten. That's why Will's in prison.
Mm-hmm.
But that kind of just gets forgotten. I honestly forgot it until you just started talking about the show. I was like, no, wait, there was something more serious going on.
Wasn't there?
Did the last 2 episodes have the scene with Olivia Munn and her boyfriend where the HR guy, like...
No, that must have thankfully been before that. Because that I didn't see that in either of those 2 episodes. But, yeah, that sounds stupid as well.
Like, it was... I don't know. What would you...
Especially because, like, in the final episodes, Mackenzie and Will are clearly married and talking about having a kid. And you can see other people who look like they're coupling up. And you're just like, this doesn't seem to be a problem for anyone else. I assume the station had no issues with, you know, inner office relationships.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently that was enough to make a fucking storyline out of for Sloan and the other dude.
Okay, so are you going to smack that guy tomorrow at work? Like, as soon as you see him, where he's like, that thing was pretty solid, bro.
No, I mean, I will tell him. I was like, I think you may have been thinking too highly on Aaron Sorkin. Look, the dude can write some great scenes.
Yeah.
And clearly the show had its strengths, but character development was not its strength at all. And clearly it made it, I don't, maybe if I watch the other 4 episodes, I'll get some context as to why Charlie's decided to just, like, throw in the towel completely, but yeah
you won't.
It is like a very disappointing moment where you're just like, I thought this dude stood for this station having integrity, yet he's the one
he's the rock on the show,
vehemently trying to get them to do more garbage television
when everybody else doubts themselves,
and not even in like a begrudging way. Like, he's just like, Lady Gaga has 12 million Twitter followers. That's a lot of eyes on our product. You're just like, what the fuck?
And how quickly everybody's just willing to undermine him.
Yeah.
Like, these people that he supposedly built, like, this family-like relationship are just like, fuck Charlie. Bill's been in prison for a whole 4 weeks. Why don't we just do whatever we want?
Yeah, it's... It definitely was a pretty awkward ending.
It's defusticating. I don't get why. Like, I watch it, and I'm like, why'd you even have a last season? I could have lived so much better knowing, like, Charlie was still alive somewhere in the universe. And now it's like, oh, you killed him for nothing.
You can just pretend the last season doesn't exist. I don't know, maybe season two ended on a better note.
Yeah.
I watched that Fed Up documentary, too. And I was kind of hoping, because, you know, it's about childhood obesity. I have an interest in fitness and all that stuff now.
And children.
Yeah, and I'd seen children.
The succulent, walky children.
I'm getting thin.
Alex.
And I was interested. It was just like, okay, let's, you know, see what advice they have in this or something like that. It has none whatsoever, because this movie documentary is solely out there to demonize, like, the soda, fast food, junk food industries.
It's got an agenda.
Yeah, absolutely. It's, you know, executive produced Katie Couric, you know, made by most of the people from Inconvenient Truth. And that's, like, you know, that's the battle they're making. They're just like, kids today are fat because these companies are out there making these products and they advertise them to children. And it's infuriating, because I'm just like, you know, it never places any onus on personal responsibility during it whatsoever. You know, it's never,
or
like
the parents.
Yeah, or never the parents. And that's the thing. There's, you know, it follows like four different kids around. And, you know, like, one of them's so fat he has to get surgery or he's going to die. Like, he has to have gastric bypass at like 14. You know, one of the kids is like this, you know, southern kid, and he's just like, I'm tired of eating all this greasy, fast, you know, greasy, salty, sugary food. And
that's the clip they use. Like, the kid's like, I want to be healthy.
Yeah. And his mom gets, like, in an interview at one point, and of course she's fat as a cow.
And she's just like a hippo in a person's mask. I don't know what to do.
She might as well be. And, like, they're trying to sell this as some big emotional scene of human conflict. Like, look how hard her life is. Look what this food has done to her. And it's her leaving, like, I don't know. And she's bawling. And it's just like, I have to make a choice. I can help my son lose the weight, but I had to get rid of all the chocolate in the house, and I know what choice I'm going to make, but it's so hard. And I'm just like, oh, come on. It's just like, oh, I could save my son's life or keep Hershey bars in the house. I don't know.
And you think she meant, like, I'm going to keep Hershey bars in the house?
Yeah.
Like, I've already given
That'd
up.
Be great. She's like, he's a goner.
That's what the verb I would get, because, like, I'm sure you've said this 1,000 other times, and you and your son are both the size of small cows.
And you're just like, what the fuck is this? You're just like, they're making, like, Pepsi and Coke out to be war criminals. Like, they make them out to be absolute monsters. Like, they have one dude who does the quote where he's just like, and the fact that these CEOs will come out there and defend their product, I don't know how they do. I don't know how they sleep at night. And I was just like, okay, they're not raping children.
Yeah.
They're selling soda maybe in a dubious way to sell it, advertise it to children. They're not fucking doing that bad. But just the scene of, like, look at this poor woman and her sugar addiction gone wrong. I couldn't have chocolate in the house no more. Like, oh, okay.
Well, that's what those people want. Like, people that get that heavy, they don't want something that says, like, get up off your ass, tubby, and figure something out.
Do a workout.
Yeah, they want something that's like, it's not your fault. These people, they're just trying to hurt you, but don't worry.
It's so, like, they have no answer for how to lose weight. Their goal, I guess, is to just make it so, like, the, you know, soda and, you know, take all the fast food out of schools and make sugar or soda cans have to have a Surgeon General's warning. They're,
and
like,
they'll call them,
that'll fix it.
They'll call it a brave documentary, too.
Yeah.
Like, it was brave of us to do this.
Oh, at the end of it, they do the most condescending and douchey thing possible, where they're like, these are the people who we asked to interview and declined us. Coke, Pepsi, Kraft, you know, this person, that person, Michelle Obama. I was just like, yeah, because if I'm fucking...
Michelle Obama?
Yeah, they really shit on Michelle Obama in it. They go after her hard, yeah.
Because she's usually pretty...
Because she has that Get Healthy program, but apparently it was initially supposed to be harder towards soda, And then she was like, no, we're just going to encourage kids to exercise more. And they were just like, Michelle Obama lost her bones.
Wow, that seems really weird.
And they
like really shooting yourself in the
they
butt.
They really fucking dagger her in the throat in that movie.
I almost have to see it just to see that.
There might as well be an animation at one point where it's just like Michelle Obama walking and they're just like hurling a throwing knife into her face
take
or something.
That, take that, you dumb monkey.
It's really not too far from that where it's really like, Michelle Obama said she was going to, but maybe she got a little incentive from the other side. Like, it's kind of almost insinuating she was bought off or something.
I mean, it's just the first lady. You don't get, like, too controversial. I know. That seems crazy. Wow, I can't believe they actually took that hard of a stance against, like, Michelle Obama.
It is.
I gotta see if, like, her and Katie Couric are at the same party. She's just like, go fuck yourself, you're like, you
what
fat
the
twat.
Fuck? You spent, like, 30 minutes in your... a 90-minute long documentary shitting all over my program.
How's your nightly news spot going? Did that get canceled already?
But, like, they never tell you how to get better. And they even at the start of it, they completely throw out the notion of calories in less than calories out. And you're like, but that's...
That's the
crux of losing weight. That's... like, you know, it's you know, I don't know how much of weight loss is scientifically factual yet. But that's definitely, like, the most accepted form of losing weight is, like, just, you know, calculate your calories per day and eat underneath that. They throw that right out the window to just be like, a can of soda would take 90 minutes of running to work off. Who has time for that? And I was like, just don't drink a can of soda if it's going to go over your budget. Like, I don't, what's the problem here?
Yeah. No, you said it perfectly. Like a budget. Think of it as money you have, money you don't have.
Yeah. If you can fit it into your diet, you know, go ahead, go crazy. But if you can't. Stop fucking eating.
So it's just a documentary for people that don't really want answers. They just want someone to point the finger to.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. There's even, like, one of the teenagers, like, a girl, and she's just like, I just wish there was a pill that I could take to make me thin. You're just like, oh, come on. Why would you put that in your movie? Like, that sounds
call it carrot.
It's, like, the whiniest, lamest answer possible. Yeah. Like, I don't know. I mean, you know, maybe one of these kids does have, like, a health defect, and maybe that's why they can't lose weight, but... The fact that all of these kids have a moment where they're like, I'm here at the school lunch. They're serving us cheeseburgers and Papa John's today. And you're just like, does anyone pack your lunch? Like, if you're complaining that much about how the school food's what's killing you, then why don't you just pack a fucking lunch? Like, if all of you supposedly have the desire to lose weight, then why didn't you just... pack a lunch? Like, why is that the, like, one hang up apparently in this entire issue?
I know we're being serious, but if I was standing outside the lunch room and they're
if I could go back to myself and McDevitt
inside there, they're serving Papa John's and hamburgers, but you gotta blow the person behind you without even turning around. I'd be like, done and done. But yeah, no, that's, I don't know, there's no very little accountability. It feels like it's becoming a world where it's making easier and easier for people to just find scapegoats and that.
And I feel bad because, you know, obviously at the time I was 300 pounds. I was that person who was eating like a ridiculous amount. But since I've lost the weight, and I feel bad for feeling this way, but I'm really judgmental when I see heavy people now because I'm just like, you can do it.
Yeah.
I mean, like, it's not like I understand. A lot of people aren't educated on it. It took me a while to figure out what I really needed to do.
But this day in the internet,
but
you're
just
have
like,
even less excuse.
But yeah, but then I look at these people and I'm just like, are you really, because they're sitting there crying about how hard it is to lose weight. And I'm like, are you really trying or are you just looking for an answer to someone, like someone to solve the problem for you? And you're just like, because they're not going to. If you leave it to what these people want, all they're going to do is just ban fast food or, you know, force it into smaller portions, shit like that. That's not going to change anything.
Yeah.
If you're still eating 7 meals a day and none of it's balanced, I mean, what the fuck? You're still going to be fat. You could eat yogurt all day and get fat off it.
Well, I'm like a crazy libertarian. Like, I think there should be, like, whatever I want to get at the grocery store. And it's up to me to decide, well, I shouldn't have that and I shouldn't have that.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just like, because they, you know, like, going like this whole thing, like, sugar is what's killing America. We don't even put the daily value of sugar you need on a package, you know? And if they did, it would be like 200% of your daily sugar. I was like, I don't think it is to begin with, but even then, it's still up to the person, you know?
They had that South Park episode on last night, the one where they, I forget, I guess in some point in, like, poor neighborhoods, they outlawed KFCs or fast food places, and it's all about, like, Cartman, like, buying KFC through, like, underground drug smuggling rings and, like, drinking gravy. And if it hadn't been 5 degrees outside, I'd have been like, I'm going to go to KFC and get like probably 1,000 calories worth of chicken and eat it. And you know what? That's because I make it up the rest of the week because I decide what's important to me.
Yeah, I mentioned it to a bunch of people, but when I get to 180 pounds, which was like my end goal when I initially started losing weight, mm-hmm. I'm going to celebrate with the pizza. And a lot of people are like, oh, well, you'll have to work off those extra 4 pounds. Like, actually, my plan's probably to just cut even a little bit underneath that, my usual total for the rest of the week, so it's not going to be that damaging. Mm-hmm. But you're just like, hey, you know, I can reward myself with an entire fucking pizza because I actually... you know, plan this shit out.
Yeah. And once you get your metabolism firing on all cylinders, it's a lot easier to keep it under control, too.
Yeah, no, I did that documentary was baffling to me. It's worth watching if only for that moment, like that like solid half hour they just keep fucking on Michelle Obama.
That, I still can't believe that.
She seriously is probably like one of the top five targets of their ire in that movie. It's like Coke, Pepsi, Kraft, Corn Makers, and then Michelle Obama.
I don't know why, like, unless you just want to, like, who's this speaking to then?
It's speaking to obese people. I imagine that's what this is supposed
to
be.
Is the average obese person like, Michelle Obama? Like,
no, but this is like the surprising thing, I guess, because they're just like, of course Coke and Pepsi are the reason I'm all fat and shit. Yeah. Oh, it's Michelle Obama. Oh, that bitch. She could have saved me, but she didn't. She got bought off by those soda companies. No. No, it was a baffling documentary.
Yeah, I'm glad. I definitely, well, I mean, I almost look for probably the skits with them, like, pooping on right on Michelle Obama's head. Like,
that would be my version.
Katie Couric, just, like, spraying her face with black shoe polish. Like, I'm a big fat hypocrite, blah, blah, blah.
That, actually, because right before they do the fucking scene with, like, these are the people who didn't agree to be in our documentary. Like, of course Coke wouldn't agree to be in our fucking documentary. Right. Shit all over them. They go through, like, their lineup of, like, where what happened with all the kids. And the only one who's ever lost any weight was the kid with the bypass surgery. Like, one kid actually does start home cooking his meals. He starts working out, and he loses, like, 26 pounds. And they're like, he plans to lose 50 more. You're like, all right, good for him. That kid actually kind of gets it. And they cut back to him. They're like, Brady gained all the weight back. And you're like, oh, I wonder if he went back to just eating fucking cheese. Like, they don't tell you what happened to his diet. It's not like he stuck to the exact same plan and he gained the weight back. It's just like he gained all the weight back. Like, maybe this is a kid who just cries a lot or something like that.
Yeah.
But before it does that, it is a like a food pyramid-esque like thing, like all the pieces cut out. But instead of having the food there, it's different videos of Katie Couric talking about the issue during her nightly news. It's like, God. Oh, come on. Good Lord. Eat this up your own. Like, that's how it starts. It's just like, when I started talking about this story, I had no idea how far it would take me.
It's like all the way to the White House.
It's just her throwing bags of poop at Michelle Obama's window. Get out of here, you monkey!
That's great.
It is ridiculous. All right, anything else that you want to...
Feels like it's going to be kind of a low note to end on, but are you ducking me on LinkedIn?
No, I just haven't accessed my LinkedIn since I created it.
Every time I go on, it's like, oh, Christopher Larry is clerk typist too.
No, I create...
Add, but then, like, I go on a week later, and it's back on my need to add list. Like, is he just rejecting me?
No. No, I just keep, like, I never log back in, because I need to have, like, a better picture up than, like, me. So I haven't bothered, like, really constructing anything yet.
I was really hoping you were going to deny this and be like, nah, it's not me. Clerk typist too. Christopher Larry is Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
There's definitely two of us. Yeah, there's another one who works at PennDOT.
What's LinkedIn?
Is that some kind of Legend of Zelda thing?
Some kind of gay dating website you're on, Mikey?
Mikey, I'm not into dudes. Click. There's a slap over the microphone. just hear them.
I'll say, after all that food talk, like, I know it sounds gross, but every time I've ever seen Super Size Me, like, within 24 hours, I've got extra value at McDonald's. Because I'm like,
because I watched him when I was super fat, too, and I was just like, one more for the party!
Yeah, what am I going to stop this train now?
But I think even now, if I watched it, like, I don't like fast food that much, but I think even then I'd still be like, double quarter pounder, given that shit.
Just talking like this, I'm like, almost, if it weren't 8 degrees outside, I'd probably be in my car going to Wendy's right now. Like,
it's not that far either.
No. You know what? I love fast food. So you have it once a month, big deal.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's just like, as long as you fit it into whatever your plan is, you can still, like, just treat it like it's supposed to be. What's a fucking treat?
You know? That Papa John's pizza, it was pretty good, considering I haven't had Papa John's in probably 3 or 4 months. You know, compared to, like, there was one every other day.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, that was when we were pretty bad.
When we had, like, 10 boxes of Papa John's stacked in the living room.
When the cat was making, like, a small cat tower out of them, we were just like, John. Maybe we need to fix this.
There's no garlic butter in here! Yeah, we ate those immediately. God, we used to, like, get into sissy fights over garlic butter packets.
Get, like, the shitty chicken wings they'd have there and be like, how many did you have?
I don't know. Oh, they were so terrible, too.
No. And I remember opening the fridge like 2 days ago and that smell of like Papa John's pizza hit me. I was like, what is this? Oh, the Papa John's.
Okay. What is this, heaven?
I don't know if I'd be that interested in Papa John's again. I think I'm a little too grossed out by them, but I'm definitely, like, I'm 2 pounds away from reaching that pizza goal. And
you're not doing Papa John's, right?
No, like that night I'll probably be heading over to D&B. Like, give me my pizza!
Oh, you can get the Pittsburgh with like Philly cheese and French fries and...
No, I think I'm probably just getting like a standard like sausage or pepperoni. I feel like that's the way I want to go with it. Classic, simple, easy, and just pig out the rest of the day on it. I might like wait, like once I hit 180, I'll wait till that weekend, grab it on like a Saturday, and just like the entire rest of the day, just like, look at me, everybody! I'm big sexy Christopher! Just
eating it off your, not even a belly anymore, like, dude, banner.
Look, if I try to put it on my stomach, it just falls to the floor, and I'm eating it off the floor.
Because I'm thin, and I can.
It's not weird when I do it. Now I just look resourceful.
That's awesome, man. You've done well. Congratulations.
Thank you. I don't know if we want to end it here, if we want to hit a funnier note to end on, then...
Do I have something quick and funny?
I almost wish I had saved Dad pooping himself for the end of the podcast.
I don't know, I've been farting a lot at the jewelry store. And it's, I usually try and time it so that there's nobody around, but then there's always someone that just shows up from behind like a coat, like, oh, hello!
Has anyone called you on it?
No, but this old lady made this really ghastly face the other day. Like, if it had been a guy, she was too demure to, like, call me out on it. But if it had been a guy, he'd be like, no, what the fuck, man? You get paid for this? Just to sit here in your own farts?
Like, what was her face just like, ugh!
It was that, like, eyes to the side, like, nose scrunched up, like, ugh! And it's, you know, it's empty, it's retail in January. It's me and her are the only people for like 50 you. Feet.
It's just you like, oh no, that's what the One Direction cologne sounds like when you spray it. Sorry.
That's pretty bad. Oh, those are the rubies settling in to the jewelry. It makes it smells like black beans and spinach. How can I help you, ma'am? Oh, that's gross, ma'am.